So you are the Tairanga Takiwā Māori Ward Councillor, and I think the last time I talked to you, you were a candidate for that position. So perhaps I should say congratulations first up.
Thank you very much.
And you've been in the job now for quite a few months. It's a new job, so to speak, as the ward didn't exist until this election. So how has it been just working out how this role's going to be for you?
It's been, it's been just on 6 months, I think, and I've been really busy attending every induction, every workshop, and every meeting just to get my head around how the council works. And it's been a bit of a minefield, but I'm getting there slowly.
I think I talked to you after one community board meeting, and that month you'd been, over a certain time period, you'd been to 70 or 80 workshops and meetings. It seems almost unbelievable.
Not just in the council, that was also visiting my community, because I'd asked Mayor Jackie whether we could change the mana whenua process of engagement with the council, because it was just led to too many open things that went wrong. You know, I'd heard in the past about different mana whenua growling about how did that happen. We had no idea.
Yeah.
And then once I saw what the process was, so you could engage with iwi, hapu, or marae. So those are the three typical engagement, but there was no kind of mandated process to actually back that up. So I've asked that we do it through the structure of the whakakitenga, and that might make some, we might make some headways in that space in the future.
So tell us a bit more about that, how that is going to work or is working.
At the moment, I'm not sure how they got the process of getting people engagements with the council through having either marae rep, hapu rep, or iwi rep. I know we have the iwi representations with the JMA, and that's been happening for quite some time. But the more localized on the ground stuff was a little bit more difficult for me to get my head around. So I just said to Jackie, it leaves yourself open to so many problems in the future. If we go to the marae with the using the structure of the whakakitenga, I can talk to them about you select who you want to represent you, and these are who are there at the moment. And if you want that person to do that, gives them the mandate. And so then they're responsible to be answerable back to marae space and make sure that the message is getting out. And I think that's the biggest problem. Especially when dealing with, like, for example, the dealing with developers, you know, and street names, and you're talking to the right people in this place. If you go from a marae base that you know the area, and I think it'll just tidy up the process a lot simpler.
Yeah.
And then we get engagement, true engagement for what the marae want.
And I guess this is the advantage of having you in the job, in the specific role, that you can actually see where the problems have been and where the weak points are and actually sort them out.
Yes, well, I'm engaging with marae, but I do know that this has been we haven't had very good engagement with councils at marae level, you know, from within the tribe itself. So we have a long history of distrust. So to get that distrust mitigated, that's the way I'm going to do it. I'm talking to marae, want to talk to marae, and I want to wait for them to get on board, because, you know, there's lots of things that happen in everybody's different districts. And I know that I'm not privy to some of that information, and they just need to think about it, get their heads around that space, understand what I'm trying to do, like Paniora and I, and trying to do, and hopefully they'll see I can see it can work, but we need our people to get in, to be open to engaging.
Yeah, and I guess there needs to be, I mean, is there faith that this role can be effective, or is it, you know, there's that old sense of distrust?
Well, from the consent process that I went through, so I went through our Māori leadership, then I went through the council first, then Māori leadership, and then I had a stall at the Tainui Games and explained to them what was happening. And right across the board, that I never had any kickback. Okay. Nobody had said, no, we don't like it. I think they know that the way that things are happening at the moment, council is open. and they're kind of ready to. And I think it's more of our older generation that are a little bit distrustful, but the younger ones see it as an avenue to open up into the future.
Mm.
So I think we will get there eventually. It's just going to take a bit of time.
Yeah,
I know that the council want us to do it like today or yesterday, you know.
Yeah.
But I said to them, no, it can't happen the way that you want it to happen. It has to happen the way the marae wants it to happen. They need to have those discussions, get over whatever's happened in their region. They need to discuss that. And if they tell it to me, then that's what I'll report back. But I want them more to get over that, move on into a space of, right, this is a true connection now. Yeah. And this is your time to actually, but you've got to be interested in the role. We must have somebody who's on the ground. If the council come to visit you, they're talking to the one person or the person that's got the mandate to talk to you on behalf of the marae and then take the information back.
And how many marae are there in your area, the half of the council that you cover?
We've got 37. And I'm not that's just talking about the ones that are on the whakakitenga, which is the structure for our Māori parliament. And there will be some that aren't on that structure, but we're leaving that open for them to contact me. You know, once the story starts getting out and they start talking, I think it'll be the same as when I got consents from the different people and when I went to the Tainui Games. As long as they hear what's going on, I think other marae might be interested and actually engaging in the space, because it's not a whakakitenga space as such.
Mm.
But it's because what we need that process for is for our staff and our workers at the council who know without getting themselves into trouble who they should be talking to.
Yeah.
And anybody who works for doing consents in the council.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're like this interface between two kind of quite different worlds in a way, aren't you?
Yes, yes, and I know it's needed.
Yeah.
It won't get done if I don't. We just take our time to do this slowly and wait for marae to get on board. There's too much history's gone under the bridge.
Mm, mm.
And that's the reason why I knew that we had to. Initially there was a bit of problem about getting our fingers into the management roles when we're governors, but I explained to the CEO that needed to happen because they won't open up for staff at the moment. There needs to be a form of healing, I suppose, in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the council environment the bureaucratic environment is a very different environment, never mind just for Māori people, but most people feel like they're in foreign territory when they go into council.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose the other part about it too, if you've moved around a bit, every council has its own nuances of how it rules itself, you know, the different rules. And so, it's taken me 6 months, and I'm honestly, I can say I think I've got my head there. You know, I think I'm understanding where things are happening and how they're happening. But I know there's a lot more learning for me yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about Māori people who are not sort of affiliated or attached with a marae? Like, I know, like in the big centres, the big cities, they have, like, there's an urban Māori authority in Auckland. Is that necessary in this area?
I think there is a voice for that's called Mata Waka.
Yeah.
But I'm asking at marae level, what is your connections? Because I do understand there's quite a bit of intermarriage as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I have a sneaky feeling that they're involved in that community, and they do connect because only in Hamilton, I think, that we've got a recognised forum for Mata Waka.
Yeah.
But that's a discussion that each marae that we go to, once we pick their delegate, we want to know if they could actually find that space out for us. They live in the community and they must know about their tribal relationships in their communities.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hopeful that that's the way it is. I'm not attempting to do that space quite yet. I think that needs to come through the community, and once they get comfortable with it, then we'll figure whether they need to step into that space for a voice as well.
Mm. My
general idea about Mata Waka in different regions is this is just knowing where my people move into other areas. They don't get politically involved unless they're asked to.
Unless they're invited.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a kind of a, an agreement. And when you go into a region, you pretty much know if somebody's coming in and they've got a very high political view. And they're usually invited in for their opinions. You know, it's not a closed door, it's a very open door. It's how we navigate into that new space. I want to get my space right with my people, and then I'll figure out the Mātāwaka space.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like a lot of work to do. But in that time, you must also be talking to people about what the issues are that they're facing that are relevant to council. So I'm wondering what sort of things are coming up repeatedly for you.
No, I haven't had anybody. There's the usual, the lights aren't working, or we've got potholes, you know, the usual things that all councillors get.
Yep, yep.
But there's, I think it's this distrust thing. They don't know whether I've become a part of the group that used to, you know, done us wrong in the past. They're giving me a little bit of leeway.
Okay.
And I think they're holding, they're just staying back. I sense that they're staying back and wait and see what this looks like after it's been developed.
Okay. I guess at some point someone's going to start saying what are the things that you've done or that council has done for the Māori community now that this kind of structure's been put in place, like on the ground things. Are there things that you're hoping to do that you'll be able to point at in a few years and say, look, we did that now that we've got the Māori ward councillors?
Yeah, well, I think the council are really open to things. I can't tell you what happened in the past because I really don't know what we didn't get. I do know there are some things in our, this is generally across the board for Māori, if you've got own Māori land and how the rates of them are different, you know, how we're treated differently with your own Māori land. And there are those topical issues that I'm not sure how the Waikato District Council has handled them, or whether it's a central government decision that's made it happen that way. But nobody's talking about it yet, but I'm guessing before my triennium is out, we'll get all of that stuff on the table, because it'll be more open to be able to have the debate or the discussion. In the past, there was no forum for it to happen. People, if you were involved with council one way or another, did the discussion come up. So it's I think it's a brand new space, Aaron. Yeah. I'm hopeful, and I believe my people want this to happen, to be able to engage like every other member who pays their rates does.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the marae forum,
it's certainly,
you know, we do that, live in these communities, but we don't really have a voice for ourselves. But when it comes to our marae space, we will get on top of that pretty quickly.
Yeah, it certainly feels like a large part of our community has kind of sat outside of the whole council system for maybe forever, and it's like a lot more complicated and a bigger deal than I think I realised.
I think we're making the good thing about it, Aaron, is we're making headway. With the first steps are the best steps, you know. You've got to take them properly for them to be enduring.
Yeah.
And if you rush things, sometimes you overlook something that was quite simple that can put it out for the future for ages.
So
that's the reason why I'm kind of just stepping slowly into the space. I want our people to understand what they're getting into, what's going to affect them, the long goals of it, you know, or the long-term goals for them, not for me, you know, as the council. As I see it, the staff at the council will know exactly who to talk to, how to talk to them, when to talk to them, and that just opens up that whole field, that whole arena of discussion and building relationships that become meaningful.
It's all about the relationships in the end, isn't it?
Absolutely, Aaron.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to think about, like, if we're talking about marae, they're often in rural areas, so there's not issues like, you know, the three waters is not terribly relevant if you're in a rural area. What sort of things can council actually do for those communities?
I think you'll be quite surprised. Even though they're rural, Māori tend to interact in a slightly different way. So we're more collective.
Yeah.
So if something's happening, you might be rural, but if you hear what's going on in some of our closer sort of urban marae, as to put just to put that to give the distinction, we talk about it quite often, and we know what's going on. And even though they're out in the rural space, they will vote to make sure that things are happening the way they think that it should.
Yeah.
So we're really quite, actually, I've come to realise that we are very political in our movements and in our tikanga and our ways. We do have these discussions. I was never, ever really interested in council. I always worked in the Māori community, and it was only the Māori seat that drew me to this position.
Yeah.
But I've come to realise that we are, it's exactly down our field, you know, like we do things very similarly in a very political way. If there's a debate, it happens on the marae, and you walk away when everybody's happy with the where it's landed. Same way with us, what we do at the council table.
Right.
We discuss things, we hear everybody else's opinion, and you can change your opinion just because you've heard the other's viewpoint. But it's for the betterment of the community. And that's exactly how we are. As Māori, we do it all the time, and that's one of the essences that I find very natural, because I've seen it happen and I've been part of those debates in the past. So it's, yeah, we're used to that. So I think we'll fall into place quite nicely. It's just, for me, it's getting around the process of how council works and which department and how it all knits together. Like I said, it's taken me 6 months. I think I've got it, but I won't be at all surprised by how other things have shifted into space, because they interlink in quite a few ways as well. Understanding how the mechanics all work.
Yeah, it is. Council is a complicated beast.
Yes.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, I imagine your workload's quite high, judging by the amount of people you're visiting and things like that. Are you pretty busy at the moment?
It's busy because I need to learn.
Yeah.
You know, I think it will, like all the inductions, we've all had to go through that because there's 9 new members.
Yeah,
so
nine new councillors.
A lot of inductions and workshops and stuff that we've all had to go through, which some of the incumbents like Lisa, they, you know, they know they've been there, they kind of support us, but they've been through it. And they're starting to understand the mechanics of the council a lot more than us, but very supportive in the same moment, you know, because there's 9 of us all trying to learn this process. Yeah, so, besides, the workload for me is more around reading papers and getting things sorted in my mind to be able to deliberate back to council in a informative way, you know, because I know that I'm with 5 other wards, but I'm counting on, you know, all of my relationships with the councillors that are sitting in those wards is really good. And I'm just saying to them, I need to get my head around the Māori contingent within your wards, our wards, and then I'll knit back in with you more closely when that happens, and we'll deal with what goes on in the wards and on it, and how the Māori's Māori voice will fit into the overall bigger picture.
Yeah, do you? Given that we have a Māori councillor here and our general councillor in the form of Lisa Thompson, do you feel the need? Do you need to be so intensively focused on Whangaroa?
I just need to be in the community board space.
Yeah.
And that's where my but I still think that it's really important for me to learn. So I'm with the Raglan community, Ngarawahia community, and Taupiri community boards.
Yeah.
And that's given me the space to learn about the different communities. Although Ngarawahia is my town, I'm still learning about how the community board connects with the community. You know, it's a slightly different way. That I'd never really taken too much notice of in the past. But, I think that's good. And then now I've been to a whatawhata meeting, and I know there's Te Ako is another meeting that I haven't attended, Tamahere.
So do those communities have community committees or something like that?
Yes, they either have hall committees or community committees that do carry on as well. And I still haven't. I've been too much focused in on what was going on in council. But eventually I've said to them, you know, I need to visit your one of your meetings, and then I will as soon as work starts to settle down. And hopefully by the time I get there, the mana whenua space will be more open and we'll know exactly how that's going to fit in to the community, overall community focus.
That is, you could get lost in the detail. Like, we have someone come to our community board and they want to talk about potholes. And do you want to know about potholes in every town in the southern half of the district? Like, that's, I feel that you could get...
There's elements of that, Aaron, but what you see is the bigger picture growth.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what interests me. Yeah, we get the potholes in every community meeting that I go to,
yeah.
But really it's about the growth and the direction that's going that really drives me. I really enjoy that part of it.
Yeah,
and that's, with the community boards.
Yeah, and that's certainly, I mean, that's something we're facing here in this community, that dealing with growth and like,
yes.
I'm always asking, last time I talked to the mayor, I'm like, can we have a structure plan? People keep saying, can we have some idea of, you know, where we're going in the future and that sort of thing. So yeah, and are there other, I guess everyone's facing growth. I mean, there's housing crisis everywhere. Everywhere needs to grow in our whole country at the moment. So
yes.
But
I think you're right. Hey, you know, I think that really falls back to your communities. Raglan is a really very interesting space, full of artists and, you know, a very close community. I've been to several events and there is a really close-knitted community there, as there are in every community board that I'm with. But if you meet on that community board level, it's a really interesting space, and it's good to see. You know, you can. It's the three community boards that I am with are very connected.
Right, okay. That's interesting, because I know all about this community board and nothing about anyone else's, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting, yeah.
I'm really lucky in that way. You know, nobody else gets to see what I see, and so I'm absolutely determined in this 12-month period is to learn as much as I can about process, how everybody connects with one another, and then move into work by year two.
Yeah.
How does that all fall into place for the community as a whole?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Hey, so Tilly, we're pretty much out of time now, the end of my show, but just to give us an idea of how things are for you, what's happening for you next week, for instance, or what have you got coming up?
There's community meetings and same as usual, you know, like the committee meetings. I've got Raglan, I did Raglan last week, I do Ngarawahia this week,
yep.
Taupiri Community Board next week, and then the raft of meetings at the council, and then I meet with communities. I'm just waiting on Marae, will get in touch with me. I don't visit Marae's until they contact me that they're ready to talk.
Yep.
So all of that happens, and it can change by the minute. I'm lucky to have today is a free day off, Aaron, and I'm really glad to talk to you.
Oh, that's good. I'm sorry I've interrupted you on your free day off, but...
No, it's quite good. Yeah, I actually enjoy this little time that I do have because it catches me up with my paperwork and...
Yeah, yeah.
Gets my computer sorted a little bit where everything just crams and waits for the moment that I have a bit of a... and then slowly sorted.
Yeah.
Getting to the stage now where I'm just filing straight into good files, so...
Oh, that's good. It's been really interesting to talk to you, and it is really interesting to see how your role develops and how, yeah, I mean, the council's, it's democracy, it's about representation, and you're creating and some new representation, I guess, in our community. It's really interesting to see it happening.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm really happy with where things are going to. I'm enjoying the space. I didn't know how it was going to unfold, just thought, I know everything about my community, Māori community, so wonder what would happen if I get involved. So that's why I took the challenge on, and I'm finding it very interesting, enjoying the space, understanding how things work in council is really great, you know, and then coming out to community boards is a bonus.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
All right, Tilly, thanks heaps for your time this morning, and I hope you have a good weekend and a nice day.